The Gemara continues, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara just finished saying, Tzvi Terutzim, how is Avedose B'chanchosoy? I mean, how is he Nischanach? I mean, that's one of the Terutzim. How is he Nischanach? The Koyen that Maskinu L'Koyen Acher, when the first Koyen became Tomei, how is he Nischanach? So the Gemara's first Teretz was, Ba'avneitoy, he has a special Avet, but that's dependent in Avneitosh Koyen Gol, is Avneitosh Koyen Hedjit or not? Second Teretz of the Gemara was, that we're talking about that he's mahapik. He wears shmarne begodim. It's ready after Tomet Shel Shachar, but he wears shmarne begodim, and he's mahapik betzinura. Even though it doesn't need that avoida, but once you do it, it's possible zara. So it's called an avoida. That's called a chinuch. And the third teretz was that Rav Papa's teretz was avoidosim mechan chosoy, just like by the kelim after Meshichas Moshe Rabbeinu, the avoida is mechanach. So we're also the etzem avoida is mechanach. And the Chaznish explains. The difference between the last two terutzim is that Rav Papa that said Avodos Mechan Chosoy did not feel that Mahapach B'tzinura would be a good teretz because Mahapach B'tzinura is not an avoid that's necessary. So it can't be a chinuch on something that's unnecessary. Yes, how did you do it? It's possible bizarre. But that's why Rav Papa said it's third teretz. And the reason why the Abaya or Rav Huna that said did not say like Rav Papa is because maybe the din of Avodos Mechan Chosoy Zog the Chazanist is a din of Meshicha in Kalim. In Kalim, you can say, Noch Moshe Rabbeinu Meshicha, Avodas Mechan Chosoy. But who says when it comes to a Koyen, that will be sufficient? So you need a Maisa Avoida, which is considered, which is Dafke Mahapach B'tzinura. Zoktimo, that's what we got up to. Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, the fourth line. Ki Osa Rav Dimi Omar, Avneto She Koyen Hedyet, this Avnet of a Koyen Hedyet, Rebbe V'Rabbe Loz V'Reb Shimon. It's a Machloikis Rebbe and Rebbe Loz V'Reb Shimon. Chad Omar Shel Kilayim. One of them says, that the Avnet, now there's no question, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was bad, the Torah says so, that means boitz, and the Avnet of Kohen Gadol the rest of the year was Kilayim, the Torah says so, Sheish Moshzor, and all the different Kilayims. The question is, the Avnet of Shel Hedyet, what was it? Yom Kippur, rest of the year, that's going to be the discussion. So Zog the Gemara, the Machloikas, the Rebbe and Abilazar of Shimon, Chad Omer Shel Kilayim, that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyet was Kiloyim, the Chad Omer Shel Boitz, it was made out of boitz, it wasn't Kilayim. Zog the Gemara Tistayim, the Rebbe, the Omar, shall kilayim. That the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyet was kilayim. Why? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. Ein bein Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyet, ela Avnet. The whole difference is only the Avnet. Divi Rebbe. Now, what are we talking about? We'll see soon in the Gemara. We're talking about Pashtus only on Yom Kippur. Because if we're talking about the rest of the year, there's many other differences. So Zog the Gemara. Ein bein Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyet, ela Avnet, Divi Rebbe. They were talking about the difference is only the Avnet. That Rebbe holds that the Avnetoy is Kilayim. And that's it's time the Rebbe shall Kilayim. And Baplukta, Rabbi Loz Reb Shimon Oimer, Afloy Avnet. Even the Avnet is not a difference between that his and that of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Zog the Mora Amos, what are we talking about? Ineme B'Shai Mois HaShona Tuve Ika. If we're talking about the rest of the year, there are many differences. How could Rebbe say the only difference is Avnet, and how could the Beloved of Shimon say there is no difference, not even the Avnet? The rest of the year, the Shmoyne Begodim, there's Abba Begodim, there's many differences. So, Muchach, we talk about what? Zog the Mora, Tuva Iker, Kohen Gadol Meshamesh B'Shmoyne, Vedit Barbo, El Olav, Yom Kippurim. Must be we're talking about Yom Kippur. So, if we're talking about Yom Kippur, it says clearly that the Avnet of Shekohen Gadol, we know in Yom Kippur is Boitz. The Torah says so. And the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyet is Kilayim, and that's where he says that's the difference. Rebbe says the difference is Avnetoy, only Avnet. That means Rebbe holds the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyet is Kilayim. And Rebbe Elazar of Shimon says, Afloy Avnet, because he holds Avnet of the Kohen Hedyet is Boitz. And that was the Gemara before Norman Aleph that said, Leman de Omar, Ein Ben Avnetoy, Shekohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyet. There's no difference. So, B'ma Mechan Choyim, we had to come on to the teretz, second teretz of Mahapin B'tzinura, the third teretz of Rosh Mechan Chosoy. But this is Machloikus. What is the, if there's no difference between the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyet, Yom Kippur, so then what's Takav Mamachan Choy? But like opponent is Tayim, it must be that Rebbe holds Avnetish Kohen Hedyet is Kilayim and Rebbe Elazar Shimon holds his Boitz because the difference over here in the Braisa is the difference is the Avnet or not even the Avnet. That can't be talked about the rest of the year. The rest of the year, the differences are between Dalad Begodim and Shmoyne Begodim. So how could you say there's no difference or it's only the Avnet? Must be talking Yom Kippur. So we see Rebbe holds that it's Kilayim and Shel Kohen Gadol is Shel Boitz and that's the difference. And Rebbe Elazar Shimon holds that Kohen Hedyet is also Shel Boitz, so there's no difference. Zog the Gemara, no, Amri Loi, there's no Raya. The Oilom, we're talking about B'Shai Mois HaShona. We're talking about the rest of the year. we asked the question, rest of the year, there's many other differences. Dalad and Shmoyna. Zog the Mora, Ubahanach the Shovin. We're talking about in the Dalad Begodim itself. In the Dalad Begodim itself, the difference is, meaning Ksoinis, Mechlesayim, Mitzefes, and Avnet, in the Dalad Begodim itself, the difference is only Legabi the Avnet. According to Rebbe, it's Kilayim, and according to Reb Lozer of Shimon, it is Boitz. Now, once we're talking about L'Oilam B'Shayim Ois Hashono, so then we're switching now Rebbe too. Because Rebbe says the difference is the Avnet. Now, B'Shayim Ois Hashono, the Kohen Gadol was Kilayim. So if Rebbe says the difference is the Avnet, that means we're talking about Boitz according to Rebbe suddenly. It flips now. Before we just said that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is Kilayim according to Rebbe. Because Pasha, we're talking about Yom Kippur. And that's the difference because Kohen Gadol is Boitz and he is Kilayim. But now that we're saying La'olam B'Shayim Ois Hashono, and we're talking about in the Dalad Begodim, so then Rebbe flips. Rebbe says, because no one argues that the Kohen Gadol B'Shayim Ois Hashono is not be what's it called, the Kilayim. So if Rebbe says the difference is the Avnet, that means Rebbe holds that Kohen Hedyot is the Boitz. And Mamela, that's the difference in the Avnet. And Rebbe Lozer B'Shimon holds it's Kilayim. So Mamela, there's not no difference. So with La'olam, we're talking about B'Shayim Ois Hashono in the Dalad Begodim itself. Now, Tosis on the top as a kasha, when the Gemara says we're talking about Yom Kippur, so l'chayre, there's another difference. A Kohen Gadol wears a mitznefes, which is a shorter hat. And Kohen Hedyot wears a mikbois. The reason why Kohen Gadol is ktsora, because you have to place the tefillin and the tzitz. You need room for both. Mokum. Yesh begoish for both. Avash a Kohen Hedyot, or it's a rechovish lo, yiminiach tzitzah. So ein lahakshas. Why is this not a kasha? Im kein lema, do ika benayu. Why is this not a kasha? The Yeshloimah came and the Edividim Min Echod. Zoktayis is a big Yisoid. Mitznefes and Mikbois are the same Min. Avakab des Ruchovizu Ktzorah Loi Kochoshev. That's not called a difference. Ule El Nami, the Porch B'mam Echanchin, the Gemara didn't use it as a teretz. Could have said, you know what the Chinuch is? We tried it. We tempted Avnet. We said it depended if it's different. Then we said the difference is Ma'apel Dutzenura. Or about this Mechan Chosoi. Why don't you say the teretz of Mitznefes or Mikbas? That's the Chinuch. So you have to know now in Tosfos that says that it's not called a chinuch and it's not called a difference. Is it considered a yitur begodim? Is it considered an esafim to wear it? Or same min, so melib, it's not a problem, or be'etzim. It's not enough to be considered a difference or a chinuch, but la'olam, it's the mikvas of the Kohen Hedyot and the mitzvahs of the Kohen Gadol. And it would be enough kamina. Now, obviously, the Kohen Gadol cannot wear mikvahs because there's no room for the tzitz. But for the Kohen Hedyot, would that be be'etzim epsul or not?
Actually longer, or it's just
you wore it differently? Tosfos says, Loshen of Ktzorah. Ktzorah and Rechovah. It seems like there's a difference in size. Not the same thing, just you crumpled it up and you wore it differently. Mokim for the tzitz. That's seemingly in Tosfos. It's a different mikvahs. Tosfos answers, min echod. So there's no real difference, just in size.
Rashi's Agdara of Chinuch, the father is a
nicker,
maybe right. It's not
such a... That's very good. Meaning the difference in Rashi's Agdara, Rashi Pasha means nicker, meaning B'Shas Avoida. That's what Rashi and Afhei also. That the Chinuch, he to Begodim means B'Shas Avoida, so that's called B'Gideim Aleim is B'Shas Avoida, just like Avoida is only B'Begodim, so Begodim is only B'Shas Avoida. But in Lashon of Rashi is nicker, you need a hecker. So the hecker you don't see by Mitzvahs. Very good. That's the second reason why chinuch wouldn't be a difference. Yeah.
We said, like, ribu begodim, it doesn't matter what it's nicker, it's mitzvah
chefter. Right. So loilam would be a problem of a kohen hedyot wearing a beggar that's not his. It's not his words. Yitu begodim, it's not his. Zog de gemara. Ki oso ravin. Omar. That we know. Yom Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is obviously boitz. The Torah says so. B'shayim ois hashona divre hakol shel kilayim. It's a pasuk. Avadi he wears kilayim, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol. Loi nechlegu, what's the machloikas? Ela b'avnet osh kohen hedyot. Bein b'shayim ois hashona, bein b'yom ha-kippurim. The difference is, Yom Hashon and Yom Kippur. Now, to Shonim Radway Bavarns, where exactly does the Kohen Hedyot do any work in Yom Kippur? It's Avodis Yom, Avodis Ayom is Yom Kippur, is a Kohen Gadol. Zog the Teishonim, the top, Vim Toymar, Kohen Hedyot, Loma Loi Avnet, B'Yom Kippurim. Yesh Loimar, Shetzoich Loi, L'Shnei Gizre Eitzim, Inami L'Hapak B'Tzinura. There is no real Avodis that he needs, but L'Maisi, he helps out, L'Hapak B'Tzinura, Shnei Gizre Eitzim, so that's enough that he has to wear his B'Godim, and he has to wear his Avnet. Zogt gemal so what's mach legs bav net coin hide ben bisham so mesham kipurim she rabbi oimer shel kelaim. Rabbi is the one that says before we said rabbi said kelaim and then we switched to shaboy. It depends if it's shaim or yom kippur, but now we're going rabbi says shel kelaim ve hablos rab shimon oimer shel boitz, that the avnet is boitz and not kelaim. Now this was the gemal like we said before in Oman Aleph. There is no difference if it's on Yom Kippur Shabbos, and there's no difference. That's going to come on to the Tzitzim of Ben Mamechanchay. Zok the Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Af Anon Nami Taninon. We also learned like this. Shteit in Posuk. This is the Gabe the Haromes Hadeshen. The Posuk starts off. V'lovish Hakoyin Midoy Vad. He wears his clothing. Umichnes Evad Umichnesayim. Yilbash al b'sorei. Now, why does it say again the word Yilbash al b'sorei? It says ready v'lovash hakoyin. It should have just said umichnes evad al b'sorei. What's v'lo Yilbash al b'sorei? Shteit shem v'lovash in the beginning of the pasuk, and then it says v'hengem es hadeshen asher techel la'esh as oilo al mizbeach v'som eitz al mizbeach. The harom es hadeshen. It says twice the word v'lovash. It says v'lovash, and then it says Yilbash al b'sorei. Zok the gemara afan onam itanino. It says in the pasuk al b'sorei matam elam Yilbash. Why do I have to have the extra word Yilbash? It's not necessary. Zok the Gemara is coming to tell me that Haromas Hadeshen is a richtig avoida, and you have to have lohavi mitznefes, the hat, the avnet, and the belt, la Haromas Hadeshen, divi Rabbi Yehuda. That means you can't suffice by saying that maybe the Pasuk only says midoy vad, only the Michlasayim it says Yilbash. So coming to tell me, Zok Drashi, it's an avoida Gemura, and you have to have dalab godim. So it's coming to be marbe mitznefes and avnet for Haromas Hadeshen. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's Pshat in Yilbash. Don't ignore the mitznefes and the avnet. Rabbi Doisa Oima, lohavi bigdei koyen godl b'yomi kippurim shen kshengen l'koyen hedyet. A major chiddush. Koyen godl b'godim usually are yearly. Only used once a year. And then pashas, the nignas, they don't use them. You don't use them. He doesn't use them. So pashas, he doesn't use them means gniza. Zog di gemara, divi Rabbi Yehuda, that what? That the koyen hedyet can use them now. For the next, he can use them after the Kohen Gadol uses it. Kohen Gadol can use it, but it doesn't have to be Nignas. The Kohen Gehedit can use it. Lohavi big the Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim. Those are dalab begodim. So let me take his beged, his begodim. Now, does that mean his mitznefes? Then it would seem to imply that the mitznefes and mikbas you could take. Avnet, same one. Maybe you could take. Al Kaponim, maybe not going with punk mitznefes and avnet, but you can take the big day Kohen Gadol. Why the kosher? Shank sharing the coin head yet. The lamas dollar begotten, dollar begotten is the same. Rabbi Omer, this is schwer. So the same. What about the mitznefes and the mikbas? Does this mean that there's no problem in taking the mitznefes versus mikbas? Seemingly. It's clearly. The Gemara says you can take it. That what? They were the same. I Tosis says Ktzorah Rechava, it means it's the same, just crumpled. You have to say that. Well, that's what he's saying. I hear. So that's the machlokes he's saying. The big machlokes is showing him what exactly was the mikbois. Tosis loshen is Ktzorah Rechava, and the question is it really a difference? Or even if it was Ktzorah Rechava, that's not called a difference. Maybe that's not like I was clarifying. That's not really a shame of Yitur, a different beged. Tosis calls it Minechod. Zog the Gemara. So. Machlokes Rabbeinu Rav Doisa. Rabbi Yehuda says lohavi mitznefes v'aromas hadeshen that you have to wear it. It's dalad begodim. And Rav Doisa says you're allowed to wear big day kohen gadol after he wore it. Rabbi Omer, this is very shesh. Shtei tshuvos bedover. Number one, chalad avnet kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. The avnet of kohen gadol and yom kippur loy zehu avnet kohen hedyet. Avnet of kohen gadol and yom kippur we know is boitz. Avnet of kohen hedyet is kilayim. So if it's a different beged. So it can't be that you're wearing the avnet. That's good for the kasha. One kasha. V'oid, begodim shem shtamshe ben kedusha chamurah, shtamshe ben kedusha kala. How could you take and downgrade some kedusha chamurah, kodesh hakadoshim, on Yom Kippurim, kohen gadol? It's good for the kohen hedyet, for haromas hadeshen. Okay, very good. That's all the option. So the achronim taka learn, that is good for the yisoid machloikis. We'll see soon in a second. Like abigniza, we'll see in a second. But that's going to be the yisoid machloikis. What is a better option? Is a better option Gniza, or is it a better option to be used? And that's not called a Hagodah. We'll see soon in the Gemara, like I'll be Malam Kodesh. Or no, Lemaisa, it's, we'll see in a second. Oh, Zog the Gemara. Elamatam Elami Yilbash. So Yilbash can't be going on the Kohen Gadol's Begodim. L'Rabbis is Hashchokin. That means shards that are shochuk, those that are balua, they're kosher lavoida. Now, the Chiddush Tosfos says right away in the second of the Maskil, the Chiddush is, don't say that since we know mekugoyin, metushtoshin, torn is pak posel, felt in l'chavilu zifogas, so maybe shochim, rubbed out, should also be a psul, because en aniz mokam hashiras, avdem zok the Tosfos, no, sach daitach that, and you would have to make every year new ones. Kamashla know that you're allowed to use shchokim. Shchokim is not mekugoyin. It's not the same psul. Mishchokim nataka kosher. So that's like the chiddush in shchokim. So Zog Tumor is saying now the chiddush what he wears in Yilbash is even shchokim. Now the Tais Shonim does say in the Rabbis Hashchokim don't say it has to be new. That's only the chatchila. Avelo yadinan mosay mikru shchokim. What's called shchokim? If it's torn, it's a hole. If it's medush doshin, I understand what that means. What's shchokim? Shchokim means worn. What is, how far? What's the gather? What's the gather of shchokim that now it's called shchokim? Robbed or whatever that means. Robbed out. So that's a little relative. What when it is exactly? He blibes the shver. Avalo yadinon.
The
Kohen Hedyot. When he does the Haromis Hadeshin. That's a chiddush in Yilbash. Yilbash even shchokim. One teretz in Yilbash is Dalat Begodim Mitzvah Avoida. Second teretz is the big day Kohen Gadol and the Tei Truz Bedover. Number one, Nishtamish Ben Chamura Yishu Kala. And number two, Avnei Kohen Gadol is not Avnei Kohen Hedyot. So it's the Rabbi Shchokim. Zog the Gemara, this is Machlokes L'shitosom. Why? Because we have here Machlokes. We have Machlokes Reb Doisa and Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah says, Stamtim Mabed Al Begodim. Reb Doisa says, Big Day Kohen Gadol. And Rebbe said, no, it's too much Shchokim. Zog the Reb Doisa L'tamei, the Tanya, State like Reb Kohen Gadol's Begodim. Oh, when you were warning. V'nicham shom melamet shetunin geniza. V'nicham shom means it's tone geniza. So it needs to be geniza. Reb Doisa argues and says, no. Shlo yishtamish ben yom kippurim acher. Do not use it another Yom Kippur. Not tone geniza. It just means the Kohen Gadol can't use it again. One time only. But it doesn't mean geniza. It means that the Kohen Gadol can wear it. And the Netziv explains that the Yesod HaMachlokes is, Reb Doisa's shita is, that in Kohen Gadol not being able to use it, so it's not called the Hoyrodeh Kedusha. If it's a question of Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, that's Ein Maridin. But if it's a question of Gneza or Kohen Hedyot, so let the Kohen Hedyot use it. So that's Gufa state in them that it's not a Kisorin. It's just the Kohen Gadol can use it again. But that's better than that's not called Maridin. It's not called, so made it better than Gneza, and that's where you do it. And Rabbi says, no, that this is also considered a Hoyrodeh. It's better to be Niglas bim Koimoy than to go down to Kohen Hedyot. That's good for the Yisrael Machlokes, Zog de Mechoy Misoda. The Mikdash Dovid says a little different. He says, we bow the Kohen Gadol can only wear it once. It's a Tanai, it's a Hasno, that after his wearing, it's going to go to the Kohen Hedyot. So it's not called the Hoyrodeh. It's not called Magidim Bekoidesh. That's included in the original wearing of the Kohen Gadol. That what? That after I wear it once, it's handed over to the next one. Hand me down, so to speak. So it goes to him. That's not a kitzon in Agadah. Don't lick the Tanai in the original Levisha. Now, the Tanya v'nichem shom lam shetun gnizah. Reb Doisa oimish lo yishtamish v'nyom kippah acher. Now, this is a yesodis dikah or sameach, and we mentioned it in Shkolim also. The din of Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot, Avnetash Kohen Gadol, is it Avnetash Kohen Hedyot or not? So, what is the yesod in Avnetash Kohen Gadol, zehu Avnetash Kohen Hedyot? If it's Avnetash Kohen Hedyot, so he wants to say that the vort is that the Kohen Gadol is not pshat a new bear kedusha called Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is Kohen Hedyot plus. And even in the Seyd Alavisha, he has to wear Dalab Godim and then he does an additional four to make it eight. But it's not the pshat, I'm a new bear kedusha Kohen Gadol. I'm a Kohen Hedyot. That's number one. And then in addition, I'm added on, a new kedusha will also be Kohen Gadol. But I'm a Kohen Hedyot plus. Or the tzad is no, I'm a Kohen Gadol. Avnetash Kohen Gadol is who Avnetash Kohen Hedyot. So then I'm a Kohen Hedyot plus. If it's Loizu Avnetoy, then it's a new bear. Then it's Taka, a new Hefta called the Kohen Gadol. It's not a Kohen Hedyot plus. What's the Yisoy that he teaches? It's a beautiful Machlokes, Bavli Yushalmi. We had a Gemara in Shkolim that says that every time a Kohen Gadol, every morning he brings Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch means Asiris Eifel. Every time he's Nischanuch, the first time becomes a Kohen Gadol, he brings a Minchas Chinuch also. Every Kohen Hedyot that becomes a Kohen Hedyot the first time brings a Minchas Chinuch. They all bring Asiris Eifel. So now there's a machlokes Bavin Yushalmi in Gemara Menachos and in Shkolim. When a Kohen Hedyot becomes a Kohen Gadol the same day, it's possible, Aaron became Kohen Hedyot the same day. How many Minchas Eifes does he bring? So in Yerushalmi state, he brings two. One of them for turning into a, one for the daily offering that he brings every day as a Kohen Gadol, and one for turning into a Kohen Gadol. The Bavli state, you do three. One for turning into Kohen Hedyot, one for turning Kohen Gadol, and one for the daily offering of Kohen Gadol. Zok de Meir Simcha, beautifully in Arsa Meach, in Hilchos Klal Mikdash, that Gufa de Machloikas is the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot plus, or is he a Naya Bear? And that's totally in the Machloikas Yud Beis. He says in Yuma, if I have Nature Kohen Gadol, you have Nature Kohen Hedyot. If it's Kohen Hedyot plus, so then he has to be a chinuch for a Kohen Hedyot, chinuch for Kohen Gadol, and the daily offering that he brings us to Sefer. But if he's not a Kohen Hedyot plus, he's a Kohen Gadol, so then he only does two. He does for becoming a Kohen Gadol, that not in there is not included, becoming a Kohen Hedyot, and also for the daily one. Beautiful pshat in Meisimcha. Zog dich mal weiter.
Isn't it
stumm
with Ravina, right? Because Ravina holds that Kohen Gadol is always going to be different. It's totally in Yom Kippur, Shayim HaZashana.
Ravina, remind me which Ravina? Ravina what?
Ravina is the one who is Meisim from the Ravina.
Kiyosa Ravin. Oh.
Yeah. He said that Kohen Gadol,
the question is, what is he saying more? Pashtas, they learn up that Ravina is saying the same as Rav Doisa. Rav Dimi and Ravina are saying this, and Ravina are saying the same thing. What? Right. He's not really saying, but he's saying something different. That's what Rashi says. He's just being masbir more, but he's not saying anything different. Zokti gemar ton rabonon. Iraboy psul. Oh, this is the grace of psul. Now the psul, Rashi in Ovis says, psul doesn't mean balkari, because there was a net. One of the Sora Nissen, there was no carry. Psul means there was a sheretz that touched him. So let's say the Kohen Gadol has a psul, iraboy psul, uminu achet tachtov. And there were mana, another coin under him in his place that we have. That's maskin l'koyin achir. So now, rishon choyz l'avedosei. We're not talking about that he died. He died, of course. Then the second one is on whoever becomes the coin gold. But the first one comes back in commission after the tumah. So he goes back choyz l'avedosei. He has a shteller again. Sheni kol mitzvah kunik doy la'olav divrei meir. The second one also remains a Kohen Gadol. He has Dine Kohen Kunu Gdula. What is Kunu Gdula? Zog Rashi, he's not Pereya, he's not Foyrim, he's not Metamah to the Kroim of a Kohen Gadol, he's Muzan Almona, he's Meshamish Meshwarim Begodim. He is a Kohen Gadol. Just he doesn't function as one, but Amai is a Kohen Gadol. Reb Yossi Yomino, Rishon Choyzel Avedosi, the first one becomes a Kohen Gadol again. Sheni Eino Roy Loyle Kohen Gadol, Veloyle Kohen Hedyot. He's neither. Why? He can't be a Kohen Gadol because of Eva, the Gemara is going to say. No one wants to have a two malachim because the record to be a tzara to the Kohen Gadol, and it can't be a Kohen Hedyot because Meridin. Malam Kosh Be Meridin. Omer Rabbi Yosef, it was such a maise. Maise Rabbi Yosef ben Ilaim, Bitzipoira, Sheira by Psul, and this, like Rashi and Ovis says, the Psul had to have been, this maise couldn't have been carried, but rather was Tamas Tuma, Sheira by Psul, the Kohen Gadol, Umineu Tachtov. Yosef ben Ilaim became the Kohen Gadol Tachtov. For Omer Chachomim, and after he came back in commission, Rishon Chayz Avedosei, he goes back. Sheni ain't a royal or the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedyot. The second one is neither Kohen Gadol. Why not Mishum Eva? It'll cause friction. So Mele is gonna not want him there. Kohen Hedyot Mishum Malam because he's Meridin. He can't be Kohen Hedyot because ain't Meridin. Now Rashi says, but that's Rashi soon. Balk upon him. This is a Maizah Shoyataka Taka that he was neither. Now what does it mean he is neither? So we'll see soon. It's really Machlokes Rashi Tosis what that means. Zok the Gemara, let's finish the Gemara. Omar Rabba Bachanom Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Rabbi Yossi. The Halach is indeed like Rabbi Yossi, like we just finished saying now, that Rabbi Yossi says that he is neither, meaning Rishon Lavedosei and Sheni and Roy Lolo Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol because of Eva and Kohen Hedyot because of Malam Kohen Lamiridin. The Halach is like him. However, Umoyd Rabbi Yossi, Shim Ovad, Ovar, Ovad, if the second one does the Avoida, Avedosa Ksheira. Now this is Yisrael Tzikam Halakas Rashi and Tosis. What does it mean if he did the Avodah? So Rashi learns, if he did the Avodah with Shemayna Begodim, because really he's a Kohen Gadol, the Avodah is kosher. He be'etzim, he's a Kohen Gadol. So Rashi, on Amud Beis it is, Shem Ovad Avodosei, b'Shemayna Begodim, Kohen Gadol, Avodosei Ksheira, the Ha Kohen Gadol, he's a Kohen Gadol. Ela the Omru Rabbonon, lo l'shtamish from Eva, don't wear it and don't actually function as a Kohen Gadol because of Eva. Aval ba'arba ba'ad apostle. If he's going to work in four, he's going to be apostle. Why? Davle Chosse Begodim, he's a Kohen Gadol, can't wear four. He's lacking Begodim. That's what Rashi learns. Others learn, there's a Tosis that they bring that says Punkt Faket. Ovad Avedosa means he wears Dalle Begodim as a Kohen Hedyot. Because in essence, he's a Kohen Hedyot. Just he can't actually function as one because Malam Kodesh Ve'emar Ridin. And if you would wear Shemayin Begadim, it will be a psul of Yitur Begadim. He's wearing too many. So the question is how to learn Ovad Avedosek Sheira. Is it Avedosek Sheira is Be'etzim Mekoyin Gol, just he can't function as one because of Eva? You don't want to have a partner, a tzara, next to him working? But if he does it, it's kosher. And if he wears four, it's considered Yitur. It's considered Chatzah Begadim. Or Be'etzim Avedosek Sheira means Dal Begadim. And if he does it, he's a Koyin Hedya, just he doesn't function as one because Ein Maridin. And if he wears eight, then it'll be considered a yitur. Zakti Gemara, Umayid Rabbi Yosi Mora Avadosik Sheira. Omer Rabbi Yudom Rav, Halochik Rabbi Yosi. Umayid Rabbi Yosi, but Avada, this is true. She may say, if the first one died, Shechoiz Lavadosik, then Avada is a regular Kohen Gadol. Pshita, what's the Chiddush in that? Ma'aretema, Havale Tzorim Michayim. Maybe he should not return to become a Kohen Gadol if the first one died, because he's a Tzorim Michayim. Means in his lifetime, he's going to daven for him, he's going to worry. When are you going to die already? So maybe he's excluded from taking over. Kamashlon, that we're not worried about that. Now, Tosis over here says that Hilchsel Meshicha, what are you saying, Hilchsel Meshicha? It's not relevant that looks like a B'yosi if he goes back or if he doesn't go back. What's it relevant that he goes back? Zok Tosis, the Chiddush is that even Bezman Hazeh, and it's brought down in Halacha, the Pais can bring this in Hilchus Sraga. Mishmurim is in Kufnum Gimel, the Gabi Shtellers, the Gabois, different things. A guy had to go out of commission. A guy by Koyat. Out for 2 months. He comes back. What happens? He goes back to his first teller. The first one after mechaber him also. Zatay says v'yeshloima diikin afkemina afil bezman hazeh lepanis amun al tzibur v'ovar machmas oynis shekshiu kshiyavra oynis choizel lishrog osoy v'gam noygin kovet b'sheni. Mamash a din in halach we pass like that. Kufnum gimel the taz. All the poskim discuss this nekuda. We'll stop over here. Top it off.